The vote in the 15-member council was 11 in favor, 3 against, and 1 abstention. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield introduced the resolution.
First and foremost, we want to see an immediate and sustained ceasefire as part of a deal that leads to the release of all hostages being held by Hamas and other groups, and that will allow much more life-saving humanitarian aid to get into Gaza.
But Russian UN Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said through an interpreter that the American resolution is watered down and is not forceful enough in its call for a ceasefire.
Wrapped up in a ceasefire, the United States have been trying to sell a product to the membership of the Security Council and to the entire international community. They've been trying to sell something completely different, namely a diluted formulation about a definition and determination of the imperative for a ceasefire.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the Russian and Chinese vetoes were based on cynical political reasons. First, she said, they were simply prepared to reject any U.S.-sponsored resolution. And second,
Russia and China still could not bring itself to condemn Hamas's terrorist attacks on October 7th. Can we just pause on that for a moment? Russia and China refuses to condemn Hamas for burning people alive, for gunning down innocent civilians at a concert, for raping women and girls, for taking hundreds of people hostage.
Thomas Greenfield said the resolution also included a statement of support for U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari diplomatic efforts to reach a temporary ceasefire agreement that would lead to the release of hostages and increased aid flows. China's U.N. Ambassador Zhang Jun said through an interpreter that the U.S. proposal falls short of calling for an immediate ceasefire to allow for much-needed aid to reach the people who need it.
The U.S. draft, on the contrary, sets up preconditions for a ceasefire, which is no different from giving a green light to continued killings, which is unacceptable.
However, Israel's UN ambassador Gilad Erdan said a permanent ceasefire resolution would play into the hands of Hamas. He said the complete destruction of Hamas is the only path to a lasting peace.
Hamas knows that they cannot defeat Israel militarily. Their goal is to annihilate Israel, and their strategy is to terrorize our civilians while weaponizing the international community to tie our hands in order to ensure their survival.
Meanwhile, the 10 elected non-permanent members of the UN Security Council have drafted their own ceasefire resolution. It would call for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which began March 10th, and call for the immediate release of all hostages, and it would also emphasize the need to protect civilians and deliver humanitarian aid. The Palestinian ambassador to the UN said the vote would take place tomorrow morning. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.